This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the importance of work. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of the work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and obviously in the narrations, He has emphasized on the importance of the work, and the person who works has a higher rank in the eyes of Allah as compared to those who do not work. For example, we have a story from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in which a caravan, they came to Medina to see the Prophet. And when this caravan reached to the Medina, they started to praise about a person who was in their caravan, and he was spending all his time in praying, saying the tasbihat, having a tasbih in his hand. And he was generally, like in that caravan, he was known as most pious person. So they assumed that he is the most pious person because he always is in the state of praying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they came and they praised this person next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet asked those people that who used to do his work, because the way you have explained about him, I assume that all the time he was in the state of praying, and even he wasn't washing his clothes. This is what I assume. And they said, yes, that is right. We used to wash his clothes. We used to bring food for him, and we used to fix his tent so that he can remain in the state of praying, and he get not disturbed because of, you know, these worldly works. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. And we were talking about the importance of the work. We were talking about the story of the Prophet, and that when a caravan came, they praised a person in front of the Prophet. So when Prophet asked them that who used to do his works, is washing his clothes, fixing his tent, and they said that, yeah, that we used to do it. We were doing it for him so that he does not have any disturbance while praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no kind of hurdle in his prayers. When Prophet heard this from them, he said to them that this praying has no value, because a person who leaves his work on the shoulders of the others, who leaves his own responsibilities on the others, he is not beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this kind of praying, this kind of piousness is not desirable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Prophet has said to them that make sure that tomorrow you do not become someone like him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives importance to the work. We need to be very much careful when we talk about the work, when we talk about our routine life, that some of us might think that, oh, we got busy in the worldly matters and this and that. No, this is not the case. If you're going out to earn something which is halal, know that Allah desires it. Allah likes it. Allah wants the person who goes out of the house and he works. Yes, today we have the work from home. Still, those who are working from home are also working. When we say go out, it does not mean like literally going out. It's a term that we use, that those who go out and work. Yes, if someone is working from home, he should not say like, oh, I'm working from home, I should go out. No, this is not the case. The point is you must work. You must earn. Either it's through the IT, either it's through, practically you're hardworking. Maybe a driver is driving. Maybe a person who's at the stock control, he's controlling the stock. So it can be in any way, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.